message there. Thank you for all being compliant with wearing a mask and being conscious of social distancing. Tonight, the Knights of Columbus are hosting a drive-in movie night. The movie this week is Mary, Queen of Scots, and will be shown at 7 p.m. Everyone is welcome to attend. Food pantry distribution is next Saturday, the 21st. Call-in date is this coming Tuesday, the 17th, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Anyone wanting food must call in on Tuesday. See the bulletin for details or call the office to get the call-in phone number. Included in this distribution will be all the trimmings for a Thanksgiving dinner. Noted in the bulletin every week are monies that are collected from our weekly offertories, our online giving, and any donations that we have received. Due to current circumstances, we are not passing the collection basket around, but we have placed a basket to my right for your convenience. We want to thank everyone for their generosity during these difficult times. The mass intention today is for Robert and Catherine Schultz, Marcel Prentice's father, Sojan. Please stand.
Let us sing together, be gathered together. Let us all together say, I confess to Almighty God, and you, my brothers and sisters, what I have done, what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most serious fault. Therefore, I ask this Mary, your Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me, Father God. May the Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to his people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. You take away the sins of the world. receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you, for it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Response, blessed are those who fear the Lord.
For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief at night. When people are saying peace and security, then sudden disaster comes upon them, like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, for that day to overtake you like a thief. For all of you are children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay awake, alert, and sober. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibility. Come share your master's joy. Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibility. Come share your master's joy. Then the one who had received 1 talent came forward and said, Master, I know you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant, and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back. His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends, we had a long Gospel, right? It's long today. We have come to the end of this liturgical year. Actually, this is the 33rd Sunday in the ordinary time, and then you can just imagine how we have come from last year to this. Last year, by this time, we were all fine, everything was going well and smooth. And what happened all of a sudden, right? Everything turned upside down. And now we have another new year, liturgical new year coming up. Next Sunday is the Feast of the Christ the King, and that is the last Sunday of the liturgical year. We usually celebrate the Feast of Christ the King. And then we begin the Advent. After that, the first Sunday of Advent, and then it goes to the new liturgical year. So all here, everything, before we know. So that is how time goes by, right? Everything goes very fast. And these days we have been hearing from the Gospel about the last days and judgment and all that. And last Sunday we had the beautiful Gospel about like 10 virgins, getting ready, and how they were not prepared. That 5 of them were wise, 5 were not, the foolish ones did not take the oil along with them. They were not able to enter into the wedding feast, And in today's Gospel also we have a kind of how we all need to be prepared. And therefore the Gospel story tells very clearly, the man who had, who called his servants and said, one by one, and the first one he gave 5 talents and he made another 5. Second one he gave 2 talents and he made another 2. And the third one, he gave 1 talent. And then he said, out of fear, I went and buried the talent. And then here it is. He did not do anything. He did not do any harm to him or to the money. He just gave back as it is. So that is when the master was not very happy. The other servants, he said, well done, good and faithful servant. That is what he said. I just have a, small little story I just want to, share with you. And I'm sure, you all know about Phyllis Diller, have you heard about her? Very funny, nice, wonderful person with all kinds of fun humor and, a nice program shows and all that, she had a really beautiful little story, and I'm just going to read that. "If only I had her looks," that is the heading of the story. There is a story of the 38-year housekeeper who would go to the movies and sigh, "If only I had her looks." She would listen to a singer and sigh, "If only I had her voice." Then one day, someone gave her a copy of the book the magic of believing. She stopped comparing herself with the actresses and singers. She stopped crying out, crying about what she did not have, and started focusing on what she did have. She took inventory of herself and remembered that in high school she had a reputation for being the funniest girl around. She began to turn her liabilities into assets. When she was at the top of her career, Phyllis Diller made over $1 million a year. A housekeeper, you know, 38-year-old housekeeper, started everything with love. She never thought, you know, she always used to, you know, want to be like others. And then once she realized her own talents, her own capacities, her own abilities, you know, she started focusing on that, and that is what happened. The whole day and night difference she made in her whole life, in her whole career. And probably that is what, you know, Jesus is telling us, my dear friends, today. You know, God has given us, every one of us, the talents and gifts. So much He has given. And sometimes, you know, instead of maybe thinking about, realizing about what we have, we always look into others and we compare and see, you know, if I could have that car, if I could have that house, if I would have that, I would have this, I would have been, you know, a better person, a happy person. But we don't even realize, you know, what a wonderful gift that God has given within you. No, there are so many things, that wonderful things that God has given. And sometimes we just brood over what we have not given. We don't even think about what God has given us, you know, given to us. And therefore today, maybe, my dear friends, as we reflect on this gospel passage, probably we really need to think, what are those gifts that God has given me? It may not be great gift. It may not be wonderful gift. No, but the thing is, like, we don't have to worry about how much you got. No, the very little that you have, God has given, how did you work with that? That is the whole thing. And like, at the end of our life, when we get there, now God is not going to ask, I did you, gave you so much and all that. What, how much you did? How did you, you know, how much you do with your talent that God has given? What you have done? And, you know, if you have done, you know, if you have tried at least, you know, sometimes we fail. If you have tried your level best to make another, and we have failed, and that's all it matters. You know, your attempt, your try, you make an attempt, and that's all it matters, my dear friends. And therefore, let us try. Let us always, you know, let us always realize that we have a lot of gifts that God has given us. You know, like, it's not money, it's not wealth, anything about, but sometimes God has given us the gift of smiling. If you can give a good smile to your loved ones, or maybe family members who really struggles, you know, that really makes the day. You know, and what difference can you make with the gift that God has given? Are you able to do everything that God has given us to make the life of others, you know, beautiful? Not only yours, you know, the others' life also. And how much are you able to give? How much are you able to share, you know, with others to make the life of others better? You know, that's all it matters. That is why Mother Teresa of Calcutta, I always love this thought. You know, Mother Teresa always said, you know, I am called not to be successful. I am called to be faithful. When I am faithful, success will come to me. And therefore, that is the whole truth. We are all called not to be successful. We can never be successful, you know, like all great successful people. But we can always do one thing, that we can always be faithful to what we have, faithful to what we are doing. And when you are faithful, you will be successful. Ordinarily, you will be successful. Success will come to you when you are faithful in doing what you are doing. And therefore, my dear friends, let us ask God's grace that we will be always faithful to what God has given us. And then we will make, you know, handful of what God has given. And at the end of our life, when we are there, God will be able to tell us, well, and faithful servant, you know, you have done good. That is what we all want to hear from the Mount of God. Let's pray for this grace, you will be your precious creation. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, begotten from true God, begotten not made, consubstantial to the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men, for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit, was incarnated of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son is Lord and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess from baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come.
Amen.
Grateful for all the gifts we have been given, we ask for the help we need to serve God faithfully, as we offer him these prayers.
For church leaders, may God look graciously upon them as they faithfully steward the riches he has entrusted to them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the world, may the Lord guide us with wisdom in our role as stewards of the resources of this earth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who experience the pain of separation and divorce, may the love of God sustain them through every trial. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For this faith community, may the Holy Spirit grant us courage and strength as we live our call to discipleship. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, may the Lord's mercy grant them eternal rest. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Let us pause for a moment and silently place before the Lord for personal prayers and petitions. Pray for our own families. Those who have asked our prayers. For those who are in the hospitals, nursing homes, and our parish. For those people who are suffering from this pandemic all over the world. God of all good gifts, we know you are with us as we answer your call to act boldly in your service. Hear the prayers we offer you today. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Let us sing together, O beauty ever ancient.
Mm-hmm.
brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, the praise of the Lord
and the Holy Spirit. Then, O Lord, we pray that what we offer in the sight of your majesty may obtain for us the grace of being devoted to you, and gain us the price of everlasting happiness. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Amen.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Amen.
It is truly right and just our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. By his birth, he brought renewal to humanity's fallen state, and by his suffering cancelled out our sins. By his rising from the dead, he has opened the way to eternal life, and by right and by ascending to you, O Father, he has unlocked the gates of heaven. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise as we come and we have time. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith, when we eat his bread and drink his cup. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have understood thee to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis of Pope and Gregory of Bishop and all clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. And especially let us remember all the deceased members of your own family. Welcome them to the light of your face. Have mercy on us, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, his spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and followed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait for the hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Jesus Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
Amen.
I can feel it.
Thank you.
have partaken of the gifts of this sacred mystery, humbly imploring, O Lord, that what your Son commanded us to do, in memory of him, may bring us growth in charity. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
may the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth to my assistant. Nice weekend. Stay safe.
As we present forth, let's sing Soon and Very Soon.